the platform series on Radio Kerry, funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee.
Now, just in case you're not familiar with our platform series, this is where we speak to a number of organisations and charities around the county and community organisations as well. And we just get a little glimpse of the kind of work they're doing and who they're helping and how they could maybe help out our listeners who are tuned into us this afternoon. And in this next instalment, we are delighted to welcome two representatives of Jigsaw Kerry here in studio with me is Caoimhe Keoghan, and I'm also joined on the line by Elaine O'Sullivan. Elaine is the clinical manager of Jigsaw Kerry, and Caoimhe is the youth and community engagement worker. And they're going to give us a little flavour of what Jigsaw Kerry is and what it does and who it helps out here in the kingdom. So first of all, Caoimhe and Elaine, a warm welcome to you both.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Elaine, I might come to you first of all, just to give us an overview of Jigsaw Kerry. Let's say for somebody out there who has no idea what the organisation is or what it does.
Absolutely, and it's brilliant to have the opportunity just to chat through that with you today. So, Deirdre, we are a mental health service for young people between the ages of 12 to 25. So, services available to young people throughout the county. We are based in Tralee, and we do have outreach as well in two locations in the county, in Killarney one day a week and in Listowel one day a week. So what we offer is one-to-one support. We're a primary care service, so essentially it's about prevention and early intervention. So we would always say that no problem is too small, and really want to encourage young people to reach out for support as early as possible. And so the way that we work with a young person is we think about what are their strengths and what are the things that are not going well for them, what are the things that they need support with. And each time they come to Jigsaw, they meet with the same person each time. So we're lucky in Kerry, we have a really experienced team, and the mental health professionals that work in Jigsaw are from a variety of backgrounds. So social work, occupational therapy, psychotherapy, and mental health nursing as well. So we have a really great mix. But each time a young person comes, they would meet with the same person and focus on a goal that they want to work on. So, I mean, the things, Deirdre, I suppose that we help young people with is a variety of things. It could be, distress, anxiety around breakup, exam stress. I know it's very topical at the moment. We're thinking about lots of young people that are doing the state exams at the moment. It might be issues at home, issues with self-esteem or body image. And so if their young person is experiencing mild to moderate distress in relation to those issues, we are here. It's a free service. There's no cost attached, and we're really led by the young person. So oftentimes, parents might bring a young person in and they might not be sure, and there's no pressure, because ultimately it's up to them. If they want to come, if they think it would be helpful, our door is open if we're the right service. And then I suppose that's important to say, we're maybe not the right service for everybody, because we're not a long-term service, or we're not a long-term counselling or psychotherapy service. So we work in that goal-focused way, and it is a brief intervention. So that's a bit of a whistle-stop tour.
A whistle-stop tour is a great way to describe it. And Caoimhe, to come to you, Caoimhe is here in studio with me. What kind of issues do you deal with day-to-day? I mean, Elaine mentioned exam stress there, which is, of course, very topical at the moment. Would that be in the top three issues that you see, or is there something else?
Our number one presenting issue year on year is always anxiety. Now, what's causing that for anxiety is, different for each young person, of course. But school, the schooling system, and the pressures and expectations that can come with that certainly factor in there. And I suppose young people's relationships as well, whether it's peer-to-peer relationships and trying to navigate friendships, You know, or they're having experience of being bullied or feeling marginalised. And unfortunately, they live in a world where that can happen both in person and online, and a mix of the two, and trying to navigate those both those two worlds and how they interact with each other as well. And I suppose, you know, it's really important. We kind of forget that COVID happened, or that the pandemic happened and the lockdowns happened, and we would still see the impact of that on young people, because I suppose they kind of missed out on a lot of milestones that you would ordinarily have when you enter into adolescence or you enter into young adulthood. So, you know, anything from, again, maybe navigating education or work, or confidence around communicating or socialising, the feeling of isolation that came with that. And again, I suppose to remember, we're living in a cost of living crisis and a housing crisis as well, which is, you know, I suppose for young people in sixth year who are thinking about moving on, or young adults, they're trying to navigate, you know, not being able to find houses, which then maybe influences their decisions about what they might do in university or going on to college, or if they want to go into trade or whatever it might be, and wanting to move to a different county, that can impact. I've probably missed a load of important ones there.
But I wouldn't expect you to have them all off the top of your head. But who would typically refer a young person to Jigsaw Kerry, or do they need to be referred?
I mean, anybody can refer a young person as long as the young person themselves consents, as Elaine had said. So our top referrers would be parents, followed by doctors, followed by young people themselves. So you don't need a GP referral. We also get it from teachers, other mental health services. We might get it from youth services or clubs. Essentially anybody can refer the young person as long as the young person themselves is okay with it and they're willing to attend.
Okay, and Elaine, you were saying that it's not a counselling service per se. Is it more like a stopgap, and maybe after initially speaking to yourselves, the young person might decide, well, maybe I do need counselling, and they'd go elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it probably feels really like counselling, there, to be honest. You know, it is one-to-one, it's support, it's listening, but I suppose the difference is that it's not long-term. So the way that we work is essentially, it is a goal-focused way. So it's a lot about learning, coping strategies, thinking about ways that maybe a young person has been using to cope that maybe aren't serving them well anymore. And so there is that kind of practical element rather than, you know, really kind of longer term therapeutic work. Now, we're lucky in Kerry. We have, you know, fantastic services, you know, that we have really good relationships with, you know, whether it's at West Counselling, Killarney, or Pieta House. You know, there is a real great kind of range of services that we couldn't do without. And I think we're really lucky in Kerry as well, that a lot of services really value each other, and that, you know, that makes the experience better for young people, so that we can link people into those services. If we're not the right place, we really work to make sure that we get that young person to where they need to be.
And Elaine, are you busy? Are there waiting lists?
We are busy. So at the moment, our wait time is approximately 6 to 7 weeks. So we're offering appointments for the end of July at this stage. So when somebody contacts Jigsaw, they will get an appointment date. So they're, at least they have that date. I know it can feel like an eternity for a parent that is worried about their young person, and we're lucky we have a great administrator. She manages our cancellation list and our calendar, so she's constantly trying to bring people forward if we can do that at all. But that's generally the wait time is in and around that time. They're just So over the summer, we see it kind of come back a bit. We can usually get it back to about 4 weeks. And then I suppose in the meantime, we do like to point people to our website as well. So through our website, 3 afternoons a week, there is an instant chat service. So it's a real mental health professional on the other side, and a young person can engage with the text-based support to the website, texting back and forth, a session for about 40 minutes. You know, maybe if they want help around sleep, or maybe they're just feeling overwhelmed and they'd like to talk. So a young person can access that, you know, before they come to our service if they need to.
That's great to know
as well.
And yeah, it's all state funded, is it, Elaine? Yeah.
So we're HSE funded.
HSE.
We're in that, Yeah, HD funders are in a really privileged position, and we also have a fundraising team as well. So a lot of the work that Guido would have spoken about in relation to health, mental health promotion, the community with clubs and schools, and I suppose that bit of trying to resource people in the community, you know, to support young people, because we know that that is so important. You know, really that prevention piece is about supporting people in the community to be there to support young people. They might never have to come to Jigsaw if they have a good listening ear and somebody that's looking out for them. So that part of our work we fund through fundraising generally. So yeah.
And I'm going to finish with yourself again, Caoimhe, because I want to get this particular message out there in case we run out of time. But you know, if there's anyone out there who, like a parent listening this afternoon, maybe they have a child or a grandchild and their age between 12 and 25, yeah, going through a tough time, what should they do? Is it a matter of picking up the phone, sending an email, or all of the above?
I think probably the first thing they can do, and probably one of the most important things they can do, is just to really to listen to that young person and maybe give them, if the young person is willing and ready to talk about it, give them a safe space to maybe chat about what's going on and how it's impacting them. You know, there might be that might be enough for some young people. Maybe they just need a safe space with a trusted adult in their life, whoever that may be, to get off whatever on their chest and whatever's kind of been weighing them down. But I suppose, yeah, it is remembering that there are a lot of services out there, and that parents nor young people need to be alone with the issues that they're facing. So we'd really encourage you to, you know, if as a parent or concerned adult, you feel you can provide the help that a young person might need, to reach out to those who can, or to reach out to the agencies and services who can.
And just how people can access Jigsaw and find out more about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Elaine said, the website is great. It's jigsaw.ie. And there's lots of resources and tools there as well that can support people. If you want to get in touch with Jigsaw Kerry specifically, you can. There's one of three ways. You can call us on 0667186785. You can email us at kerry@jigsaw.ie, or pop down to us. We're on Edward Street. We're across the road from the train station and bus station there. And sometimes people just call in to get more information or potentially make a referral. So
super. Well, listen, I know it's we've only just given a kind of an overview, but at the same time, I think it was very worthwhile finding out where you are and what you do. And thanks to both of you. Keep up the good work. Great to have you both on the programme this afternoon. Elaine, thank you for joining us on the phone too.
Thank you, Deirdre. I appreciate it.
So that's Caoimhe Keoghan from Jigsaw Kerry and Elaine O'Sullivan, Clinical Manager of Jigsaw Kerry, joining us on our platform series. That's it from me for this afternoon, but you will of course be hearing me and all my Radio Kerry News colleagues throughout the weekend as we cover the local and European elections. Bye for now.